This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Firefighters are making progress containing the NCAR fire today as people return home after evacuating Saturday. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva has more.
Incident commander for Boulder Fire Rescue Mike Smith had positive news on Sunday.
Today was a good day. We had a tough day yesterday, and I think y'all got to see that.
On Saturday, flames came within 1,000 yards of homes before crews could stop them. Smith credited being able to use a helicopter and airplanes to fight the fire, a tool that was not available during the Marshall fire that burned 1,000 homes.
These are two different animals. Unlike Marshall, we were able to fly on this fire because our wind speeds weren't such that we were grounded.
19,000 people were evacuated after the weekend fire. No one was hurt and no homes were damaged. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
A bill in the State House to make daylight savings time permanent in Colorado passed out of committee unanimously today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure would go into effect only if such a move is allowed at the federal level. The U.S. Senate recently passed a bill unanimously to make daylight savings time permanent across the country. It's not clear if the House will take up that bill. In Colorado, supporters want more daylight hours in the evening, but opponents of the idea, including the ski industry, say darker winter mornings will make it more challenging for ski resorts to open and harder for anyone who needs to be at work or school early. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
This is CPR News at 6:06.